Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Joel Hubbard, Mylon Yurkovich, and Dr. Sherry Keffer. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Well, it's not Steve Arterburn. It's Larry Sonnenberg sitting in for Steve, and I'm here with Mylon Yurkovich.
I started to say hi, Steve. Talk about training, huh? About repetition over and over and over again. Hi, Larry.
Hey, I'm glad you are here because Jill is a little late. She'll be here in a few moments, but this would really be sorry if I was the only one. But I'm glad you're here, Mylon.
And I will introduce to our audience that you are the president of New Life Ministries.
Okay, well, thank you for that. I wanted to just, before we get started, there's a lot of stuff going on at New Life, but I was looking at this day in history, and this was the date in history when the first atomic bomb was dropped in Hiroshima, yeah.
Oh my goodness! I didn't know that.
And I got to thinking about that in respect to New Life and what we do, because there are a lot of people, and I would say especially some women who feel like an atomic bomb went off in their lives when they learn that their husband has been unfaithful, has been viewing porn, has had an affair, whatever the issue. And we have a workshop just for that, and it's starting. Today's Wednesday. Starting Friday. The 8th of August, and it's going to be in Dallas, and it's not too late to sign up. Dr. Sherry Keffer does that workshop, and it's for women who have suffered the betrayal of their hearts because of things that they didn't do.
Well, and to carry your analogy forward, from that moment after the explosion mm-hmm. in a family, the members of the family, especially the wife and toward her husband, they feel radioactive toward one another. Like, I can't,
that's a great analogy.
I can't approach you. You're too dangerous. Yeah. I have to stay away from you. And how do you go through decontamination time is what these purposeful workshops are all about. For the men, how do I recover from, in many cases, is a lifetime of sexual dependency and addiction. And for the female who doesn't understand the male mind or how the male mind works, which is one of the places in our society where I think females are undereducated. They don't, mm-hmm. they haven't been ever taught what a male mind is like. And I'm not excusing, I'm just saying it's very different. For them to repair at Sherry's workshop,
right.
We want to help people recover from the wars of life.
I wanted to read a couple of things some of the past attendees said about their experience there. Linda says, this weekend has been reviving, renewing, connecting, learning. Why the dots get connected. Which caused the light to be shed on this unbearable pain? The pain is dissolving because the light of understanding. And Paula says, to anyone considering attending this event, I'd say don't hesitate. I was so scared to come here thinking I'd never fit in. The truth is, I've not felt this safe in many years.
Oh, that's great.
Do it.
Yep.
And then Donna, this weekend has begun the deep healing process that I so desperately needed. A connection with my small group has been amazing. The level of intimacy in such a short time, I didn't think it was possible. At the meeting Saturday night, the Lord told me, you are safe. I wasn't aware that I had not felt safe for 58 years.
Wow.
Can you imagine?
No.
And then...
What a great testimony.
Yeah. We'll read another one a little bit later. But you're listening to New Life Live. Give us a call at 1-800-229-3000, and we would love to take your calls. We're going to be here two hours after this hour. And we'll be back in just a moment to take your calls. And to hopefully Dr. Jill will be walking in about then, and we'll get going. Also, we have Every Man's Battle coming up the second weekend in September. So give us a call. Both those workshops can change lives, and that's what we're here for. So we'll be back after the break and take your call.
Sometimes wives feel guilty when they think about investing in themselves. Sometimes the women are like, gosh, it just isn't practical, or doesn't make sense, or it costs too much. And I'm like, look at the cost you've had to carry and what you've lived with for all these years. You're worth getting that self-care.
It's an eye-opener to me because it made me to understand what sexual addiction really is.
I had no motivation, no joy, and no insight.
The Women in the Battle workshop is designed for women dealing with a man's sexual addiction issues. Join Dr. Sherry Keffer August 8th through the 10th in Dallas, Texas. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE to register or to find out more. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
I will continue to break down doors and blow up walls that get in the way of this healing process. If God is for you, who could be against you?
1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Hi, welcome back. This is Larry Sonnenberg sitting in for Steve Arterburn, and Dr. Jill is here. Thank you
Hello.
For being here today.
Yes.
Mylon Yurkovich is here.
Hey, bud.
And Mylon, your book that is used all the time, all over, everywhere, is How We Love, and your new book on forgiveness, which I never remember the title.
Forgiving Our Fathers and Mothers.
That's right. That's a really special read. Mm-hmm. Incredible story.
It's a very, very good book.
Yeah. Well, I want to go to the phones. We have Mary Lou on the line from Binghamton, New York. And it would help if I press the right button. Hold on. Mary Lou, hello. How are you today?
Well, I'm hanging in there, I guess.
Okay, well, help us understand what you're hanging with so we can help you.
Well, I, as I said, I like to call this issue that I've had most all my life here the three A's, abandonment, abuse, and anger. I've got, and it's really coming more into passing here with issues with my mother and so forth. She gave me up to my her adoptive parents when I was about a week old and took off to nursing school and so forth, and I was raised by my grandparents, very, you know, good people. My grandfather, I've recently come to see in the light of not really idolizing him as much as I used to. He was abusive, you know, to a degree. He had the old time thing where, you know, the child was beaten with a belt or, you know, so forth, but he had his own frustrations he was dealing with. Him and my grandparents lost all three of their children at a young age, you know, I think that colored some of his world, but he was filled with rage. For example, I'd be a little girl coloring with my sister, and he'd just come in the back door, and he'd knock the crayons out of my hands and the coloring book and, you know, throw you across the room and so forth. And but other than that, that was happening when I was about 12. And, you know, before that, he was very wonderful and kind and loving, the best kind of parent that you could have. And when I was 16, I finally stood up to him, and he was going to push my grandmother down the cellar stairs or something, and I intervened between the two of them and told him if he was going to do anything to her, he'd have to do it to me, too. And that ended that cycle, and then he passed, and my grandmother passed when I was 18. And, you know, the issues with my mother, she kidnapped me from here when I was 7. My father and her were divorced, separated, whatever, and they tried to sell me when I was an infant of 3 months old, and my grandfather again intervened in that. And, you know, the thing with my mother has just been horrible, and my stepfather trying to sexually abuse me when I visited in the summertime at my mother's home.
Mary Lou.
It's just been one cycle after.
Yes. It's been a long history of difficulty, it sounds, with mixed in. There sounds like you said there was, like, your grandfather before he got so angry was a great parent, or you had some good memories with him and with your grandmother.
Oh, wonderful.
So that was mixed in.
My grandmother was a...
So, Mary Lou, what's your question for us today? What's your question? That is a horrible history, as Jill is saying. And I like your word cyclical, because there are cycles of hurt and abuse. So what's your question for us today, Mary Lou?
How do I, I'm in my early 60s now, and I'm still trying to maintain a relationship with my mother, which is not easy because there's just too much history and I can't really talk to her. How do I deal, I guess, with this, during the rest of my time here on planet Earth? What do I do to find peace with the life that's gone on for me here?
Those are two great questions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I think we need to send you my book. You are a perfect candidate for that book.
Thank you.
And we walk people through the process. Different examples that you can identify with, and seeing how it gets played out. And it is a process. But Mary Lou, you can't erase what has happened. But what you can do is you can add different experiences moving forward. And what often happens is, in an effort to somehow redo the past, we keep replaying it in every relationship that we have. And so it's important to recognize that. How are you replaying this hurt with other people, current people in your life? Or how are you continuing to do the same dance with your mother, trying to get something from her that she's incapable of giving? And until you recognize her limitations and, you come to terms with the fact that she's not going to give you what you really have desired, and then grieve that loss, you can't move beyond it, because you're still searching, or could be still searching, for something from the past that can't be replicated now. Does that make sense to you?
Right. I understand.
You know, Jill, there's a great...
Yeah, it makes sense.
Mary Lou,
there's
a great Bible verse that illustrates what Jill just said, and it's found in Ecclesiastes, where it says, there's a time for everything. And it's one of the places where it says there's a time for everything. One of the phrases is, there's a time to search, and then there's a time to give up as lost.
Mm-hmm.
And what Jill is saying to you is, if we continue to look at Mom as a source of something, it's a futile effort, because she doesn't have those capacities.
Well, and then we lose the present, too. What we can gain from the present if we put those things aside.
You mean because we're not here?
Well,
what I mean by that is if we're preoccupied about trying to find Mom to be something that she never has been, and we're preoccupied with that thought, I'm going to find something out of her, I'm going to get something out of her, then we're wasting the present. We're not here.
Yeah. Right. Or we're trying to make other people give us what she should have given
us.
Mm-hmm. Or, yes.
Yeah. So,
right. And that's what I think I do that. With my husband, I think that's one of the things here. I get angry at him. That's where the anger comes in.
Right.
He's been verbally abusive to me in the past, but, and that's what my mother did. My mother has always stated every feeling I've had. Not that I lived with her for any amount of time, but when I've been with her, she's, for example, when my stepfather was trying to sexually abuse me, I went outside. She was hanging clothes on the line when I was like 12 or something, and I told her something bad was happening, and she said, go leave me alone, I've got to go watch my soap opera, and even
that
to this
hurts.
Day I've mentioned that to her and tried to come to peace with it, and she'll say, oh, you're making that up, you read that in a book, that's not true.
So listen, to make peace with something, we have to let it go.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, isn't Jill, forgiveness one of the ways that we let things go so we can move on?
Mm-hmm.
And so in what way does forgiveness release us?
Well, forgiveness is saying, okay, we're going to put that person in God's hands and let him deal justly with that person, because he will. So we're going to trust in that. And then we're going to work on our own process, which, Mary Lou, anger is part of it. And I want you to consider, too, you know, you said your husband's abusive with you. I want you to consider, I mean, he has his stuff, but I'm talking to you right now. You know, because we, like I said earlier, recreate situations. And so I want you to look at your part in co-creating the environment you're in now.
Mary Lou, thank you for calling us. We're going to send you, Dr. Jill's book, Forgiving Our Fathers and Our Mothers. And we hope that that will be of help to you. I want to go to line four and talk with, my glasses.
Catherine. Is it?
None of us can see well enough. To...
Hi, who's this in Washington? Who is this in Washington, D.C.?
Carolina.
Going green track meet over with me.
Hello. Are you there?
Hello.
Okay, we're going to take...
It's a party call.
Yep,
party
line. Take Mary in Charlottesville, West Virginia. Mary, how are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good, thanks. What can we do for you today?
I need some help with my husband. I've been trying. I've had the preacher talk to him, and they took him aside and talked to him, and he listened, but he still went and did it. He's addicted to porn. And it's to a point, to an extent, to where you know how a drug addict gets mood swings and stuff when they don't have their drug? Mm-hmm. That's the way he is when he doesn't have that. Literally.
That's mood altering for him.
I made a group vote to get rid of it a couple years ago, and because we got tired of it, our daughter was 9 years old and found a case underneath his seat. And his answer was she shouldn't have been snooping.
Okay, so she found a what?
She found a what, Mary?
Mary, what did she find?
A case. A movie DVD case.
I
see. Thank you so much.
Wow.
And his excuse was, well,
she shouldn't have been snooping around.
No.
Sounds like an addict.
And my son got upset with him because we were lighting off fireworks or whatnot, and he knows what he does up there and disrespects me. And he's getting sick of it because he don't like to see me hurt because I'll stay downstairs and he knows why.
Okay, and so Mary, how can we help you with that?
I would just any advice that you got because I have tried everything. I mean, I've called the hotline and they told me to give you guys a call, and I spoke to a Jeff there that wants to help, wants to talk to him. But I mean, he said he's going to need more than just talking to. He's going to need therapy because he is. He's not a bad person. Okay.
Right. You know what, Mary? But, this is what he has used to cope with things in his life, and he doesn't know what else to do.
When his mom died, he put me in a car for 45 minutes while he went in and rented a porn. Yep.
Mary, we have men that come to our Every Man's Battle workshop, and they are in the same situation your husband is, or very similar. And what they learn is that there is a deeper reason why they're doing this. And they can find that out, and they can get all kinds of help. They will meet men who have done similar things that your husband's doing. They will sense that God really does love them, that they're not out of the reach of God's love.
Many men read the Bible. And he's trying, but then he goes ahead and does that anyway.
Okay, but Mary, he's doing all of that in isolation.
Right.
He needs other people to kind of be the eyes and arms of Jesus for him and to help him in the process.
Oh.
Right? Doing it all alone, saying, I'm going to try harder, I'm going to read my Bible more, I'm going to pray more. That's well-intended and good things, but along with that, you need people to come alongside you to help you carry your burden.
It's the isolation that got him where he is.
It is.
So. Well,
and the shame of it.
And, Jill, to your point, I'm sure he's been doing this his whole life.
Oh, yeah. This is just automatic.
It's the only way that's he's right. ever learned to manage stress and to cope with internal unpleasant feelings. Discomfort. So if we think, all we have to do is read our Bible and all that'll go away, the Bible says more than just reading the Bible.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It says we're supposed to, as you both just said, we're supposed to be in a place of community.
One another.
Right.
Where we're looked at by somebody in the eye, and they look at us and they say, I've been right where you are, follow me, and I will help you take the steps to get out of this place. What would you say, Larry, and what would you say, Jill, about what if her husband doesn't want to cooperate? What do you do with the spouse that doesn't want to cooperate? About any topic, really, but about this one.
Well, we have had success where women kind of drew a line. Mm-hmm. And took us said, you know what, you go to this workshop or we're separating. We can't do this anymore.
Right. And I always think it's good to start from a place of compassion.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, to say that you understand that this is all he knows and that he alone cannot get himself out of it because he would have already if he could have. And
yeah.
So that, you know, in that, you know, you want to help him get to some help with people that can really help him walk out of it.
Because I'm telling you, if I left him and just left him, like I went and had my surgery, I had stage 1 cancer, and I went up my mom's and had my mom take care of me and took the boys, and he was lost. Even my boss felt sorry for him when I left. I mean, he was just, he dropped 10 pounds.
Mary, we've got to interrupt you there. We're coming up on a break, and we'll just conclude with some thoughts right after the break. Thank you. You're listening to New Life Live. We'll be back in a moment.
Does getting attention from men consume your thoughts? Have you compromised your sexual or emotional integrity in ways you never thought you would? Or could you be on the opposite end of the spectrum where you shut down sexually, unsure why you have such little interest in sex at all? Whether you find yourself swinging too far to the left by acting out or too far to the right by shutting down, it's time to find your healthy sexual balance, where sex is enjoyed freely without guilt, shame, or inhibition, but only with your husband. I'm Shannon Etheridge, author of the Every Woman's Battle series, inviting you to join us in Orange County, California, October 10th through the 12th for the Passion Principles Workshop for Women, where you can learn to understand the fluidity of female sexuality, expose the deeper meaning behind your own sexual thoughts, overcome your negative body image issues, find healing for past sexual abuse or promiscuity, and fully integrate your sexuality with your spirituality. To register or find out more, call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Okay, we're back. Dr. Jill Hubbard and Mylon Yurkovich and myself, Larry Sonnenberg, here. I'm sitting in for Steve Arterburn. We're talking to Mary, whose husband is in need of Every Man's Battle Workshop, really.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. And we were talking about what if, you know, he won't go and, you know, the shame that plagues men in these situations that would, you know, cause them to resist that. But I think Mary, in talking with her, has a lot more leverage than she realizes. You know, if this man is lost without her, mm-hmm. you know, she can show him compassion and then say, look, mm-hmm. this is our plan
is
and I'm going to sign you up. And it's not, would you, will you? No, this is our plan.
I love something Jill said a little while ago when you said compassion. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to link that with something you said earlier. If you can have compassion for your husband, say, I know you've been trapped in this jail cell for 50 years.
Oh, good analogy. I like that.
You know, you've been trapped here. It's all you've ever known.
Mm-hmm.
And I do want to validate Mary, too, and just mm-hmm. say that has robbed her of a husband.
Yeah.
She hasn't had a relationship with a husband. She's had another teenager on her hands,
mm-hmm.
as evidenced by her testimony that she had to go away by herself to have surgery, mm-hmm. stayed at her mom's house.
Mm-hmm. Yes, okay? She couldn't count on him.
And then he couldn't take care of himself while she was gone.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. That's why if you said she created a strong leverage mm-hmm. of you have a choice. You
yes.
go to this workshop and read this book with me, or I'm going to somehow separate or create a way
right.
in which
that's
you're going to have to be on
your own.
Right,
that's the thing. If he continues to protest,
right.
Right, then you have to go
right.
to that.
If he continues to protest.
Mm-hmm. He may be willing. He may just be relieved.
I hope so.
Right?
Mary, I hope you'll talk to we'll ask the screeners to refer you over to one of our call center people mm-hmm. and talk to you about Every Man's Battle Workshop.
And we're going to send her that book,
and we're going to send you the Every Man's Battle book. And if money becomes an issue, ask about a scholarship. We raise money, and we have spent probably $140,000 or more this year on scholarships. We don't ever want money to be the reason that you
right.
don't come to a workshop.
And so many people, Larry, kind of pay it forward.
Mm-hmm.
They get scholarshiped, and when they get money, then they pay for someone else. It's wonderful.
And Mary, let me just read you two really short little testimonies from guys who've been to EMB to give you an encouragement. I kept putting off attending this workshop because I didn't believe that I could hear anything that would change my life or thinking. I was wrong. I now realize I cannot do this on my own, and now I have friends to turn to. The other one, I'm still very emotional and hate to be overly dramatic, but this weekend could very well have been a literal lifesaver for me. I've really struggled with depression at times from all the guilt, shame, etc., to the point of just wanting to give up. So there is a lot of hope for you, Mary, and for your husband, and I hope you'll take some steps to make this happen. Let's go to line 7 and talk to Keith in Rapid City, South Dakota, listens on XM Radio. Hello, Keith.
Hello. Hello.
How can we help
Hello.
You today? Yes, we are
well,
here.
The issue of a woman who comes out of an incestuous background, and she's married, she has children, so she takes that hatred and I guess multiplies it and puts it on her son to where here's the message. The message is concentrated. You know, it's like she takes the definition of male, it's dirty sex, perverted sex, degrading sex. You know, and this is delivered in a very vulgar, profane language.
Keith, are you talking?
Are
you talking about your mom and you?
Yes.
Okay.
Hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, it's basically the boy gets what he deserves, you know. But yet,
so punished for being a boy.
Well, yeah, here's her view of male.
Mm-hmm.
She's taken that definition of male.
Yeah.
Put it in that. Well, she's taken the definition of masculine. Filthy, nasty, illicit sex,
mm-hmm.
and just beats him down with it.
Beats you know, who down with it?
What?
Who does she beat down with that?
Her boy.
Himself. She's beating him.
Which is you.
It's hard.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's your question with that? That's horrible. Horrible, horrible
yes,
for you.
Yes, Keith.
What's your question that we could help you with?
You know, it seems, you know, like I got your book, The Forgiving Our Fathers and Mothers.
You know, wonderful.
I work on pictures, you know, but stuff like that's difficult for me.
Mm-hmm.
I read another book by Dr. Lehman. It's What a Difference a Mom Makes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the indelible imprint that a woman has on her sons.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you're familiar with Lehman. It's excellent. It's brilliant. But well, it's difficult for me to read stuff like that, but I force my way through them.
So if you put it into a question, what would that question be?
The question would be, it just seems like the ministry sometimes has an inability to confront parents in the here and now. You know, they almost have an inability to say, you know, you're absolutely just like some kind of ugly, rank beast.
So are you looking for how you could confront your mom?
No, she's real old now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I had to stay away from her for years.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't stand the sound of her voice.
Yeah, so much hurt and pain.
So it sounds like you're saying, why is the church ineffective in dealing with people's pain like this?
Not so much. Well, they just seem to kind of, you know, they really do a great job in building families, you know, and structuring families and giving families the tools that they need, you know. But there's almost, when it gets really ugly and really, you know, that.
Okay,
perverted.
Keith, we're going to have to come back at the end of the break here. Just hold on. We'll be back.
I've been struggling since I was probably in my mid-20s.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
I honestly felt like I was on an island all by myself, and I was the only one in the world that was like this, you mm-hmm. know, and why did God create me like this?
Find hope today at New Life's Every Man's Battle Workshop.
When I went to Every Man's Battle right from the very beginning, I realized that this is every man's battle, not just my battle.
Yeah. Become the man you want to be, the husband your wife needs you to be, the father your children can look up to.
Every Man's Battle explains to you why you are like you are, and they give you the tools, and they teach you the scriptures, and they show you how to work your way through the problems and where to get help and how to get help and who to get help through.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
Don't wait. Just go ahead and go, and it'll make a huge difference in your life and your family's life.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live, and I can't tell you how excited we are about New Life Television. It's an internet television channel at tv.newlife.com. Check it out. You'll see that there's exclusive content, content that we really don't have time to get into here on our radio program. We go down deep, and we try to provide you the foundations of the stuff that we know and the stuff that we like to share with you. There's a day on biblical integration, in the news, life recovery, and it's only $9.95 a month, and that supports this ministry. It's an in-depth attempt to connect with you deeper and provide you with a stronger foundation of biblical wisdom from God's Word. Check it out, tv.newlife.com, tv.newlife.com.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Welcome back. Larry Sonnenberg sitting in for Steve Arterburn. I'm here with Dr. Jill Hubbard and Dr. Reverend Milo Yurkovich. And we are talking with Keith in Rapid City, South Dakota, who has some severe pain.
A lot of hurt.
Yeah.
From mom's hurt and pain. This is like generational pain, isn't it?
Yeah, it sounds like
it. Where it just gets passed on.
So it sounds like there's two issues that we want to discuss. The first one is that the church can't see behind closed doors.
Right.
And it doesn't know how to see. There's lots of abuse at all levels and all directions that take place behind closed doors, and the church does not have a way of seeing behind closed doors.
Oh, it's amazing that it goes on, mm-hmm. right? And that's
right.
what he's saying.
And so leaders, Christian leaders, pastors, I don't care who you are in the church.
Yeah.
My question to people all the time is, what happens behind closed doors when nobody else is looking besides the two of you and three of you? And so it's difficult. And if there's nobody to expose the sinner,
mm-hmm.
then the child is deeply trapped because there's no way that the child can defend themselves. They're the kid.
Right.
So then the second question is, how does Keith heal from this? So what are your guys' thoughts?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the hard thing, and I think he was somewhat acknowledging this, is all this stuff happened to him as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody did hold his mom accountable mm-hmm. for that. Now she's old,
mm-hmm.
right? So is he, you know, going to go after her at this point? You know, the hard part is that once we become an adult, no matter what was done to us, the sins by other people, we are responsible now for getting into a process of healing for ourselves. And so I wonder, you know, just showing up at church on Sunday doesn't necessarily put you in a healing process. You have to be in closer quarters with people, smaller groups, tight circles, therapy.
Therapists.
You know, and I think something like this requires going to therapy, mm-hmm. working one-on-one with another person who can be there for you in the midst of that hurt and pain as you grieve it.
And then there are groups for grief recovery.
Right.
And
for abuse survivors.
Abuse survivors mm-hmm. that you can go to where you're mm-hmm. surrounded by a group of people
yeah.
who have a similar experience with some trained professional who can help guide those people into a new community of love, empathy, compassion, learning to hear one another, being
right.
authentic,
right.
sharing feelings they never shared before in community. Mm-hmm. And we all know from our workshops and the mm-hmm. New Life workshops, et cetera, that healing occurs in community.
It absolutely does.
No doubt about it. Keith, hold on the line, and we'd like to see if we can get you connected to a counselor maybe in your area, see if we could refer you to somebody as a starting point just to begin this healing process. And we also want to send you a book. And boy, oh boy.
Changes that heal.
Yeah, that's
I was thinking. Good. That's a great one.
We're going to send you Changes That Heal, and we're going to say a prayer for you that you take a step, because isolation and fretting about this is not going to do anything.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what I like at the very end, what Keith said? He goes, she's old, mm-hmm. and so that changes things. I stayed away from her for many years. And so Keith is showing mercy
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
toward her as she's getting older.
Right.
And I think we have to maintain that. I don't think an aging person who has mm-hmm. does not have competencies or strength or mm-hmm. Et cetera, I don't think it's appropriate necessarily for us to always think we have to set things right with that person. We can set up new boundaries, new relationships where we don't allow them to treat us in any way.
That's right.
But
the boundaries have to be
but
there.
But we don't have to retaliate when somebody's lying in bed.
The other thing I'd like to give to Keith is a subscription to New Life TV.
Oh, that'd be a great idea.
Keith, hold on, we'll get you that subscription. But for those of you listening, tv.newlife.com is just an incredible resource of teaching that every one of our radio hosts have participated in. It goes much deeper into subjects. We've addressed a lot of subjects on that venue that would really help you, Keith. So I hope that you will get the subscription, and you can watch it on your computer, on your tablet, on your mobile phone. There's all those ways you can watch it, and it's amazing. And while I'm talking about that, I want to just shift gears for a minute. You know, at our last board meeting, Steve gave a report about the tv.newlife.com, and during the board meeting, the board was so excited about what it meant that they suggested that they want to try to help more subscriptions to that and more subscriptions to our Club New Life at the same time. And here's what they said. They said, if somebody who is a Club New Life member will increase their giving by $10 or more a month, then we will, as a board, and this isn't coming out of the ministry as operational funds, but as a board, we will pay for their subscription to tv.newlife.com for the rest of this year.
Wow.
And if you're not, cool.
That's good.
And if
that's
you're
good.
If you're not a member of Club New Life, join at a level of $40 or more, and we will do the same thing. We'll pay your subscription through now and the end of the year.
Wow!
So I just want to encourage folks to do that. Club New Life is an incredible opportunity to get a lot of things and to help us. You become something part of something bigger than yourselves. You become part of a giving community that really is the mainstay of what we do here at New Life. You get a monthly CD. We'll give you and that CD is full of teaching and information about New Life and interviews and radio calls. You will get a Life Recovery Bible just to say thank you for joining. But please take us up on that. Look at tv.newlife.com, join Club New Life, give us a call at 800-639-5433. That's 800-NEW-LIFE. And it'll make a difference. But let's go mm-hmm. back to the phones. And let's go to line four and see if we can get Caroline in Washington, D.C. Caroline, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Caroline, how can we help you?
Well, I have a question. Actually, it's more than a request of advice. I have been divorced for 9 years, and I am a mother of two children. And the children have reached the age that they still need me, but the need that they have for me is more emotional. there are some basic physical needs that they can take care of themselves when we compare them into younger Asians. So based on that, I have been lately feeling a desire to start investing in me and looking for a husband and contemplating the idea of remarrying again. And so because it has been so long that I have been divorced, I wanted to do this from the biblical point of view, and I would like to know what advice will you have for me.
What were the grounds for your divorce when you divorced?
There were grounds for me to be divorced. Biblically, my ex-husband was unfaithful, but I did not divorce him right away. I tried to keep the relationship and invested on it. But there were some cycles of anger and fights, and the last one was a strong one, I believe, that put me to the point that I say it's time for me to move on and get out of here. You know, when you don't feel that you're growing, that you feel that I felt that I was deteriorating myself as a woman, as a human,
okay.
I was fighting back.
So.
I was learning. So
you answered our question, and you decided at a certain point in time, I'm done. So, anybody?
Right, and so now 9 years. And let me just ask real quick, your kids are how old? What are their ages?
They are 12 and 14.
12 and 14. Okay. Okay, so, Caroline, so I think it's important as you move out into dating, you know, first of all, do you have friends around you, good, supportive female friends around you that you've shared this desire with?
No, not in the area. I really, lately, how can I say this? I have been looking for a change in my life for a little while. Mm-hmm. So recently, I moved from the West Coast to the East Coast.
Okay, so
in the West Coast, I definitely have friends. Here, okay. I don't have friends, but there is somebody on the West Coast that has no.
So you still have contact with those friends, because I think one of the things that is important is that you establish a support base first. So I think we'll talk more about that after the break, Larry.
Yeah, we'll come back after the break and finish up your call, Caroline. I just want to remind folks that it's not too late. You women who are interested in Women in the Battle this weekend, coming right up in Dallas, Dr. Sherry Keffer will lead this workshop. And give us a call. We have some scholarship money available if you find that finances are an issue. But hold the line. We'll be back to finish up with this call and take some more in just a minute.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
First time I listened to the program, I was pretty much hooked just because of the honesty and compassion and caring that was given to the callers.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
It's just amazing to me the impact the ministry has had on people. people's lives.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and transformation. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
I can't think of a better place. There's been times that my husband and I have talked about it when money maybe is a little tighter or whatever, and I've thought, well, but it seems like I will turn on the radio and I will hear something. I'll think that's why I do it, because there's just so much out there. And the way it's handled is just awesome.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Welcome back. We are talking with Caroline. You're listening to New Life Live. And she has been divorced. Her husband was unfaithful, and she was interested if she could remarry, if that was biblically okay. And we just want to wrap this up. Jill, you had some thoughts.
Well, okay, so I was going in the direction of establishing a sense of community where she's mm-hmm. at. If she's just moved to a new location, it's great that she, you know, retains communication with her old friends, but she needs people where she's at as well.
Right.
And you never want to go out and search for a mate just because you're lonely and you don't have anybody else.
Right.
Right. And also the kids are getting a little older. They're maybe in a good spot right now. Again, you don't want a partner to just fill that need. It needs to come out of a place of fullness in your life.
And you made a great comment at the break. You said these kids are going to need her even more.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. She may be in just kind of a plateau right mm-hmm. now, but as they get older into high school, they need you a lot.
So what should we send her in the way of a book?
But also, we were going to answer the question about, did we say yes?
Yeah, we said yes.
We said yes.
That she has a biblical grounds for divorce,
right.
which comes with it the right to remarry.
Yes.
Right.
Okay, Matthew 19. You know, I think we should send her How to Get a Date Worth Keeping.
Yes,
right.
Good.
The thing I like about Henry's book is that it really outlines a pattern of beginning to increase this whole socialization of mm-hmm. activity, meeting lots of people, not just zeroing in on one person. But
right.
I think there's some good stuff in there.
Preparing yourself to be the right person as
yeah.
well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just getting used to being in relationship again is, mm-hmm. is probably not easy if you've had a rocky relationship for a decade.
Okay, well, let's see here. Let's go on to line 5. Where did that go? We're going to talk to
Catherine.
Catherine, thank you.
In
Fairfax, Virginia. Listen to us on WAVA. How are you?
Okay.
That didn't sound convincing.
Okay.
But tell us why you're calling.
I've been married almost 25 years, and my husband has recently connected with a married woman, and he says it's platonic because they haven't had sex, but I know he's told me they've physically kissed on several occasions, and I'm pretty sure it's gone beyond that. And he's now in the midst of moving out in the next week or two, because I told him I cannot have him going out at all hours and coming home at 3 in the morning.
Catherine, so painful.
And my question is, do I have an obligation, or should I say something to that woman's husband about what's going on?
That's a great question.
Mm-hmm.
Because he travels a lot. He's not around a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So
he's going out with my husband in large groups.
So I'm going to share with you. I'm going to share with you what flight attendants tell me all the time. Mm-hmm. Put on your own oxygen mask first. Meaning you have to take care of you first. The first order of business is, how does Catherine deal with, survive, and cope with this tragic loss? Your husband's leaving you. How are you going to take care of you? And
right.
And Larry and Jill, what would be some ways she could care for herself first before she thinks about anybody else?
Right. I think, you know, it sounds like
I'm going to a counselor right now.
Perfect.
Good.
I'm going
Good.
To a Christian counselor.
Great start.
Good. So, and you're setting a boundary with your husband, so I'm assuming that he's not willing to end the relationship.
Correct.
Right.
He said he cannot end it, and he doesn't want to work on our marriage. And
okay.
I had told him that he should work on our marriage because we have children.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes. But he's making that choice. Okay. So, Catherine, you know, as I've said so often, we all need people around us. You have a good counselor. That's great. Now you need a few friends that you can share this with. So, because there's going to be a lot of ups and downs. And so you need people, you know, the kind of friends you can call in the middle of the night, or friends that perhaps, you know, even asking some friends to meet with you on a weekly basis to help support you. Because you're going to need
friends,
okay,
all over that are either praying over the situation or helping me.
Great.
Okay, good.
Great.
Talk good. About that, things.
Okay.
So, I'm sorry I interrupted
you. And the other thing is, you know, this is a process, and it's impossible for you to see too far down the road. And so you deal with things kind of, you know, as they come each day. In terms of, should you tell the other spouse, you know, that there would probably be an argument for that either way. I think you have to ask yourself, what do you hope comes out of that? Because I've seen that work really well, and I've also seen that backfire. And so I agree that you need to kind of take care of yourself first and then see, what would I really gain from that?
I wish you could get to
that. Well, I'm thinking once he moves out of the house, there's less that I won't be talking to my husband anymore. And my husband and this woman both know that I know, mm-hmm. and they seem to think that that's not a problem, and they continue with impunity. And I feel when I have mentioned that I am going to speak to the husband, my husband gets very upset. And I ask him, why would he be upset if he thinks nothing's going on between him and this woman? So I kind of feel I should tell the husband so he can now monitor the situation, because his wife is still with him.
Well, and to your point,
I won't be in touch with his schedule as much.
Catherine, you're right. When he leaves, you will have less irritation. He won't be coming in and out, and you won't be seeing the aftermath of his affair. And when he says it's platonic because they haven't had sex, that's baloney. You got it nailed.
I know. Yes,
it is.
You've got it nailed correctly. He is in a romantic relationship. Probably the most intimate thing you can do with somebody is kiss them.
Mm-hmm.
That's perhaps a more intimate thing to do than just have sex with someone.
Mm.
So I would agree with you. He is under a delusion. He's lying to himself. He's rationalizing. Which my pastor says is nothing but rational lies. And so he's lying to himself. He's lying to everybody else. I would wait on telling her husband until you were really sure that you think it would do something. Because let's say her husband knows. Would that make your husband come back? It may not.
I don't really care.
Okay, that's why
back.
I said, what are you
I feel
hoping?
Like I just want him to be aware of the sin.
I get
asked
that.
Him, and what is he doing to that marriage? He's ruining it.
Right. So, Catherine, you know what?
He has now brought a division between her and her husband.
Yep.
That is true. And I think,
and
you know,
he has children.
If you would have wanted somebody to tell you, and then you have opportunity, I would tell him.
Sure.
Well, Catherine, thank you for the call. I wish you could get to the Women in the Battle workshop on Friday. If not, maybe the next one. It would really do your heart good. We are coming up on the end of this program, but we're going to be here for 2 more hours. So hold the line if you've been holding. If you still want to call us at 800-229-3000, and we will be here to take your calls. I want to just remind you that we have this special offer for joining Club New Life at $40 or more, or increasing your giving if you're already a giver. And our board of directors has said we will pay for your subscription to TV, New Life TV, between now and the end of the year. Also, just general support. Give us a call, 800-NEW-LIFE. We love what we do, and we depend upon you to help us keep doing it. So thank you, Mylon, and thank you, Jill, for your godly counsel. We just love what you guys do and how you do it. Stay tuned, and we'll be back tomorrow. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1018, Laguna Beach, California, 92652. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.